On CFM, Lee and Jess for breakfast. John X is bringing his show Croon to Burnie tonight.
Yeah, he certainly is. There's a few tickets available, we think.
John X, good morning, mate. Tell us about Croon.
Well, me and my two mates who work extensively in theatre and musical theatre, especially Colin and I, because we work quite a bit on the mainland. I was in The Lion King, geez, 13 years ago now, playing Pumbaa, and then I was in Billy Elliot, and Colin joined me. We did Billy Elliot together, then we did Jekyll and Hyde, and then a whole bunch of South Pacific. Colin's just been in Muriel's Wedding. I've just finished doing Wizard of Oz a year or so ago. So we got together. We used to do a lot of corporate stuff down here in Hobart, and we got together with the Army Big Band once about 15 years ago now. And we thought, gee, wouldn't it be fun to be able to do all these songs together regularly with the big band? And it took us a while to get together. We had to go and audition a big band. So we did. We crashed a conference dinner where this big Matthew Ives big band was playing. And we dressed up in suits and we just walked in to their dinner. Staff were giving us drinks. We're going, oh, thank you very much. And we're just standing at the back to listen to this band and think, oh, yep, they're great. And we recorded them sort of secret on our phones. And then we gave them out a ring and said, would you like to do a show? And we did our first show in 2013. It was so popular at the Theatre Hall. It sold out three nights. They asked us to come back next year and do it again. And we've done four other shows since then, different shows. Hollywood to Broadway, Return of the Swing. And so we'll be doing some of our favourites because we've got a CD as well. So we'll do some stuff on the CD and some crowd sort of pleasing songs. So we've sort of gone into doing like swing versions of Long Way to the Top and stuff like that now as well. So sort of more sort of non-swing, non-Sinatra numbers. But and it's just gone berserk ever since. And it's that sort of type of entertainment that a lot of people don't do much anymore. It's great with a live band. Because of COVID restrictions, we can't bring our live band with us. We can't bring our dancers, which is the worst thing. So there are instrumental breaks where you'll just see us trying to dance, which is not very attractive. And of course, people can't dance either. We did a gig at the Great Lakes recently, and the old couple got up and they got asked to sit back down again. And they've been living together for like 35 years. People aren't allowed to dance. So it'll just be us. But we've done a lot of beauty review over the years as well. And so we're doing a couple of very clean jokes from that show. It's a very family oriented show. But when we go to Launceston in October, we'll have our dancers with us.
Right.
Then on October 16th at St. John's Church, I think it's a Friday night. I think the Wolf Brothers are on the next night on the Saturday. And we're on the Friday. Yeah, well, our dancers are coming with us, which is great because it just adds a whole other awesome element to the show. They can actually dance. And they're a lot younger than us and really attractive. It gives a whole other sparkly Vegas element to the show. But it's just like a Vegas-style sort of show. And these songs are songs, if you don't love them yourself, your parents love them, and you realise that you know the words to them all and stuff. And it's all Sinatra, Dean Martin, Bobby Darin, and like I said, some old sort of favourites and stuff. We do a request thing where people just yell out a song.
That's fun.
We've got it. Yeah, it's a bit crazy. Sometimes we get obscure.
Play the Gambler.
We can't do it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, see, we could do it, but you'd be surprised at how many swing versions of those songs exist.
Yeah.
You know? We were surprised to find Long Way to the Top. So it's great. It's great fun. It's like I said, it's that style of entertainment that doesn't sort of exist much anymore. And there's a big market out there for it. So we really enjoy it. And we catch up with people afterwards. They usually buy a CD on the CD, and all the proceeds from any CDs we sell, we proudly say they go directly to us.
That's a worthy cause too.
Especially
in this day and age, we've got no other work on, no. So we're slowly coming back out.
It must be really cool seeing something that you first thought was a bit of a flippant idea come to fruition.
Yeah. When we did the first show, like we were part of the subscription season in the Theatre Royal for the year, and then we were asked before we did our first show, would we want to be in next year's subscription season? The other two guys who don't produce a lot of stuff were a bit tentative about how well the show would go. We stayed out a couple of months and they weren't sure if we were going to sell out completely. And they said, oh, no, we're just too nervous. We can't risk it. Anyway, at interval of the first night when the crowd were going berserk, and it was such a fantastic first act, they raced up to me and said, is it too late to go on the brochure? And they said, yeah, guys, it is. It's too late. But luckily, we just came back and did the show anyway, because they asked us to. And since then, yeah, so you always feel a bit insecure about that sort of stuff, and you're very surprised when it works. But it's a great feeling when it does. And then we know we've got something that does work that people like. And when you get the full show with the 18-piece big band and our four crew net dancers and us, it's fantastic. I mean, there's projections and there's lights and stuff like that, but at the moment, because of COVID, we can't do that. We brought our band with us. Half the audience would be a let-in. You know, because it's a big band.
Yeah.
Well, it's on tonight, Burnie Arts and Functions Centre. Grab your tickets if you're lucky enough to have any left. John X, great to chat. We'll get you on soon.
Thanks, guys. Great to chat. Thank you.